The title for my sermonette today is Becoming Bold. And my initial question is, why would we seek to become bold? What does this even mean or look like for each of us? You know, the Bible definitely mentions that we are to be bold, and that we should not shrink back. Revelation 21 and verse 8 states that those who are fearful and unbelieving are part of those who will not have an entrance into the kingdom of God. And it seems to me in this time and age that people are becoming increasingly fearful and filled with anxieties. So is this what is being talked about? Will we be counted as unworthy because we fear something? You know, when we have the wrong type of fear in our lives, we allow our emotions to take over and we are no longer in control. You know, when we come to this type of fear, we will make decisions and choices that can cause sin. When we are running scared, we are not thinking correctly. And we, of course, have to realize that we do not have to live life like this. And that is why we are told to become bold. Now, some people are more bold than others. So some may find this area an easy one to work in. But you have to be careful here as well, because one can become so bold and become overbearing and then wind up with no humility. So there's a balance, right? As Christian soldiers, we cannot shrink back. We must draw our strength from God and from God alone if we are to overcome. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 26 says, "And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations." So, brethren, we have to keep working at it. We all know it's hard to keep this way of life up, but we have to challenge our fears. We have to be willing to make efforts to change. And I can tell you, and now you can tell me, it's so easy to get stuck, to sit and complain about things, to read about others being bold, maybe sitting there wanting that. But we have to decide to choose what we will do every day. In fact, every moment and with every thought. Joshua 24:15, Joshua states, "Choose this day whom you will serve. Will it be God, or will it be yourself?" 2 Corinthians 10:5 encourages us to demolish arguments and pretensions that war against godly knowledge. This means the thoughts and the emotions that we each have. And it continues on by saying, we have to take every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Wow, what a huge task that really is. You know, boldness is not a personality trait. A soft-spoken person, a calm person, maybe an introverted person, they can be bold at times. And yet, a person who is outspoken and driven, maybe an extrovert, they can draw back. So boldness is an action. In a Christian sense, it is one that is based on conviction, on courage, and urgency. You know, if we don't have a conviction in what we are doing, we will not stand up for what we believe when we need to. Without courage, we will crumble when trials and tests come. Without urgency, we are not moving forward. We are stuck in that status quo, similar to the Laodiceans of Revelation. But brethren, we can come to have boldness if we will do what the Bible prescribes. In Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 8, Ephesians 3 and verse 8, it says, "To me, who am less than the least of the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he has accomplished in Christ Jesus, our Lord." And verse 12, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him." Now, the purpose of the mystery, God is making all things known, the hidden things. And we can have confidence and boldness in this through the faith of Christ living in us. Our minds are opened through the Holy Spirit, through to understanding of the words of God. You know, the Bereans in Acts 17 were noted as being of noble character. But they were searching daily. They were thinking about the things in the Bible. They were proving to themselves what was right based on Scripture. And their understanding was being opened. And the same can be true for us today. Brethren, it's not our own boldness that needs to be living in us, but it needs to be the boldness of Christ. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14 to 16, it says, "Seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need." Brethren, we can have godly boldness through the sacrifice of Christ. We can come to God and find the help that we need. We have to be willing to do this. You know, the more and more we rely on God, the more and more we become Christ-like. But this again takes great courage, and it takes boldness at the right times. We will need to continue to be bold for this way of life. We know that we can have this if we are close to God, if we don't lose sight on him, and if we truly believe in what we are accomplishing. And so I leave you with Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3, which says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you."